800 years after its founding, the Dominican charism is alive and well at Albertus Magnus High School in Bardonia, New York. Let's listen to the members of the Albertus Magnus preaching team, moderated by Sister Nancy Richter, reflect on their experiences. These high school students are proclaiming the good news in their own words.
All right, did you all hear Kyle on the PA this morning? It was really good. All right, Kyle who tells me he's always nervous to read. We're going to challenge him a little more. Luca, you read already, all right?
I think Lily should join, since she's always talking.
I would just like to know, what is this group all about and kind of like, what does it mean to you?
My name is Declan.
Declan.
Fasinelli, I'm a junior. It was very fun, like, you know, we did stuff in this school, but then COVID hit. And it was hard because, you know, no one was here and they were all virtual. And then, you know, then it was hybrid, so in person. So it was hard for masses and stuff, but I was virtual and I still sang for certain masses. And we did, I believe, like a couple prayer services on Zoom, and they went pretty well. I mean, you don't think that it's going to go well because, you know, Zoom malfunctions and everything, but they went really well. And then this year was the first year that, like, everyone was back in person. So it was a lot different and a lot more like eye opening to me. Like I knew the importance of it, but just this year, I've seen like how many people like we help, especially through the midnight runs, and seeing all those homeless people. It really opens your eyes and makes you grateful for what you have, and to stop complaining, because you know you're we are all blessed to be here and to be have so much and to have so much like love and hope instilled in us.
So yeah, my name's Erin and I'm a junior, and I really enjoyed doing the memorial service this year. We did it last year and it was on Zoom, and like a couple people came and it was like nice. So I wasn't really expecting it to be a big deal this year, but we did it and there was like teachers, there was nuns, there was parents, there was like the AM community was all there. And then Declan and I were gonna sing "Here I Am, Lord," and we thought we were gonna sing and we're gonna have fun singing because we love singing, but we didn't realize like the impact it would have. So we started singing and everyone who was there started singing with us, and it was just so like inspiring that you really felt like how like strong like the faith here is at Albertus, and it made my faith like so much more stronger. Like I love like thinking about that, because it just made me so happy that, like, it wasn't just us singing and everyone was like watching, like everyone was like engaged with us and like singing along with us no matter like who they were. Like, yeah, it was like cool being able to like lead with our talents and like preach through our talents, even if we weren't like preaching like spiritually, like we were like singing. And I know what people say, that like singing is like praying twice, and it was really cool to be able to lead everyone and I have like unite everyone through that. I was really grateful that I was able to have that opportunity.
Hi, my name's Kyle, I'm a junior. Today I read the morning announcements, and I've always been pretty nervous about reading. There's been times where I've said I would read at Mass for Sister Nancy, and then, you know, an hour before I'm walking up to Sister Nancy saying, I don't know if I can do it. So when she asked me to do it, I said yes, but I was a bit nervous on the inside. And I did it this morning because Sister Nancy felt that it's a lot better to have a student reading the morning announcements rather than a teacher or someone, because it's, you know, this is our community. It should be someone of our community kind of doing that. So I did it. I was nervous on the inside. I stuttered a little bit, but it felt good to do it, to go up there and or go in the room where it happens and know that, you know, I was talking to the entire school through a mic and giving the announcements, giving them all the information they needed for the day. So it was a good feeling.
I'm Stephanie. I'm a sophomore. I actually came into your office to give you the $5 or the $10 for the preaching team meeting. And you were like, oh, do you want to be the contact person since Janelle's leaving? And to be honest, I was kind of shocked because I didn't think, you know, I was going to end up doing something that's like, I don't know, kind of big in the preaching team. So I was shocked, but I was also kind of, I don't know, honored. So I was like, yeah, of course I'll do it, because I feel like it's good to just, I feel like continue what Janelle is doing, but also like just be a leader, because that's what I always was taught. So yeah.
One thing that I haven't done before going to preaching team is like speaking like publicly about my faith for the first time. This year during Stations of the Cross, I remember that you asked me to speak about my reflection for the midnight run. It was kind of nerve-wracking. I remember I was really shaking before speaking in front of people, but also it was like invigorating to like speak about my faith in front of the whole school. I feel like we as a group, like, not only do we preach, but we really help like build each other's faith and like build each other's like leadership skills. I know, like, for me, the seniors, like seeing them, they've definitely guided me through my faith with how strong they were in theirs. Not only in preaching team do we like guide each other, but also like outside of the school, because with the freshman retreat, I remember it was nice to speak about like faith and the movie, the Titans. It was nice to help freshmen feel more, I suppose, welcomed in Albertus during the retreat as preaching team. And overall, yeah, that's my preaching team experience. It's a very beautiful experience that I'll remember.
I didn't think twice about joining it. I thought that, I mean, I had a little bit of doubts, but I think it definitely helps you. It just transforms you. Like over these 3 years, now going to my fourth year, you just become a lot more confident, and you really don't care what others like opinions think. Like, you don't care what others' opinions of you are. You just, you know, be the good person that you are and preach. And even if that isn't popular in your grade, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you do be an individual, be a leader, and don't follow the crowd. Be a trend starter. Like, you know, do good because you want to do good. Don't just do good because other people are. Just be yourself.
My name's Olivia, and I feel like I could, like, bring my faith through writing. I like writing. What? And I like expressing, like, how I feel in writing and, like, sharing with other people through that, because I feel like it really allows me to like get across what I'm trying to say.
Hi, I'm Sandy Angeli. Well, a lot of people who know me, they think that I'm like the counselor of the group. You know, I'm the one who they can talk to, and I feel like that's a good thing. You want to communicate, you want to help others through the things that they've been through, so they won't go through it and make that worse for them. So I feel like I could do the readings, I guess, but like I feel like a lot of these people, they do it amazing. They just put the feeling in it, like you just feel their energy about it.
Just for like new members, this club, it's, or team, it's really a community where we build each other up and we learn a lot about each other, and it's a great community that I've been here since my freshman year, and I've loved it. It really helps you grow and find out a lot of things about yourself that you wouldn't have known beforehand. So I would suggest it to anybody to join.